Program you're about to hear all slap on funnels with parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the church of genius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and to pass no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I got a song that I sing, I can make the rain go. Anytime I move my finger,
hello,
lucky me, can't
what?
You see I'm in love.
What?
Life
is that you,
a
Ellis?
Beautiful thing.
Look, I told you no. I'm not doing Bob Slacktime Funhouse anymore. So leave me alone. And you better get your ass down to the station because it's showtime. And in case you haven't noticed, I'm not there. I've had a gut full of it. Now leave me alone.
I got the world on a string.
What?
Sitting on a rainbow.
Who the hell
got
is this?
String around my finger.
Now let me turn my damn music down.
What a world, what a life. Oh. I'm in love.
Hello. Suicide Prevention Hotline. Oh, that's a rich one. Sorry, Toots, you're barking up the wrong broad, because I spell my name Reverend Susie the Floozy. Oh, but no. Stay on the line. I'm willing to roll up my skirt and pitch in to do what I can to help you out anyway. Oh, of course I'm qualified. As a subgenius high priestess, I deal in matters of life and death every day. Yeah, I like living it up and killing brain cells mostly, but besides, I'm bored and you're definitely on the wrong path. Yeah, why don't I just put on some more suitable pep talk ambiance and we'll get started and see if we can't work out your little problem. Oh, no, where'd I leave this special album? Oh, hey, a fropstick. That's more like it. Now what's your goddamn problem, Toots? I mean, calling those nuts at the Suicide Prevention Hotline? That's a cry for help. I mean, why would a nice girl like you want to get talked out of often herself? What are you, some kind of half-assed crybaby pantywaves just screaming out for a little attention? Or do you really mean business, lady? Yeah, well, what made you decide to flinch at the last minute and make the call to them? Well, despite how it seems to you right now, sweetheart, this is your lucky day. You know why? Because I'm exactly the overman you need to talk to right now. None of the starry-eyed, optimistic, life's worth living crap from me. No siree, Bob. Fair and balanced. I am the Sid Barrett of the Church of the Subgenius, and I've got the best perspective because I've thought it all out myself. And you know, Sugar Plum, you've really got the right idea. Oh, yeah, wanting to shuffle off this moron's coil? Believe me, it's beautiful because life ain't worth the grind. Oh, yeah, every day I wake up alive is yet another crushing disappointment. Oh, telling someone to get alive is tantamount to passing a gypsy curse on them. Oh, and your reward for surviving most of the shice clinch? Oh, it's a stunner. You wind up with old age, cancer, Alzheimer's, entropy. Although the Alzheimer's sounds pretty good if you can get it, but that's if you're lucky, and that sure ain't my strong suit. Oh yeah, the only lottery I'm itching to win is Shirley Jackson's, but it's just taking them too damn long to start picking up rocks. Meanwhile, all I get is this vacuous rap about how my life is sacred to them. Oh yeah, life! Why? Oh, it's short for life sentence at hard labor without the possibility of parole, because this life is a prison and we're all dying in it. And unlike prison, you can't tunnel your way out of this one with a spoon. Oh, it's like being some captive prize of this godlike bug collector, pierced through the heart, twisting on your pen in an excruciating state of not death. Oh, while on all sides of you, the other bugs are laughing and partying and carrying on and robustly enjoying their own futile existences, blind to their pins. Oh, who's a delusional sicko here, huh? Huh? You didn't have to answer that. Oh, yeah, you keep slogging through the pain and misery, chasing that bright, elusive promise of slack, but oh, what happens when even that gives out? When the scales fall from your self-deluding eyes and you realize that the carrot on the stick has become a dried-out, rotten root, and you can't stand even one more moment of this agonizing torment, even for slack? Oh, what about Bob? Yeah, Bob. Pull the wool over your own eyes and relax in the safety of your own delusions. Bob, that big gut-blowing cosmic joke of it all. Yeah, well, I'm just tired of waiting around for the punchline anymore, because I lost interest a long time ago and the joke's being told all the wrong way and it's sucking all the joy out of it for me. And I just can't even keep it together long enough to get to another false X day. Oh, yeah. Chuck it all, Farley. Oh, what a blissful idea. So what were you planning on doing? Ooh, I'll have to give you points for being imaginative, but I sure wouldn't recommend it. You know what that Ampho stuff is really made out of? Poop. Yeah, crap. Shinola. Oh, wait, I never did get that one right. Oh, and anyway, I mean, martyrdom is just so overdone anymore. It just doesn't have the impact that it used to, and besides, you'd think it would be good, but all of those bystanders are just getting to where they complicate things anymore. You know, it's clear we've got to find you another way. Let's check out our alternatives here. Do you have a copy of Final Exit? Oh no, not Rosie O'Donnell in leather with a whip. That's Exit to Eden. Final Exit by Derek Humphreys. Hey, I've got a signed copy of it somewhere around here. Look, it's going to take me a while to dig it up. Why don't I just put you on hold and you can listen to some special affirming messages on my InfoMuzak line. Trust me, this is for your own good.
What in the... Oh, it's you. Just a kid.
Are you hungry, mister?
Well, now that you mention it, I guess I am. Is your mother upstairs?
She went out for a minute. You want me to find her?
No, don't let's bother.
Jimmy!
So much about you.
This life of ours seems really quite absurd. We do so many foolish things in order to be heard. Lose your life to find it. Now there's an absurd thought. Who'd ever think that such a thing should actually be taught? But that's the way it is. That's the way it is.
Once again, if you'll forget that pop test that might be on its way in a few minutes, let me once again have your mind for a few minutes. Because what I'm going to say is a matter of life and death. Most of the human race pretty well divides itself into three groups when it comes to looking at this business called life. The worst of the three is the first one I mentioned. You can say I had absolutely nothing to say or do about my being born. Either I was a biological accident, parents who neither planned for my arrival nor wanted me, or I was one in an assembly line, brothers and sisters, with much significance one way or the other, or I'm an orphan, don't even know who my parents are. Regardless of art, you say, all I've seen, or most I've seen of life thus far, isn't worth taking a second look at. The attitude that sours, scowls, and damns life. I'm not talking about a handful of people. Some of them have a braggadocia facade on them, and they'll give vent to it like a dialing compass. And the infamous so-called poor, like the few classicists of our day, in whose life the cruel absence of God cries out for some sort of expression, and they make themselves God. I'm talking about the rebels without a cause, the bicycle chain, switchblade, black jacket set of young smart addicts, whose degeneracy demands an expression in proof. Not just the hoodlum, but the college campus equivalent fraternity of hoodlums, who just on one stratum higher are looking at life in the same negative, defiant way. No, I don't go to church. Whose business is it?
Finger of fate, don't mess with life and love. You'll find it's all prearranged. It's written up above, and not a word can be changed. That moving finger, friend, of which the poets all sing, is the fickle finger of fate. Life is a dirty book that should be censored, my friend. Don't try to steal a look to find out how it will end. The end is clear, my friend. We're puppets tied to a string on the fickle finger of fate.
Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold the string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let it go. I got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. What a world, what a life. I'm in love.
whispering in the night.
What's he talking about?
Hey, cats, listen tight for the next urban explosion.
Who are these guys?
A voice.
Yeah.
Two voices.
Wow.
Three voices.
Right.
And a vision of the possible in a backward time of screaming clocks.
What are they on? What are they on?
Calm, super vicious, cycle-breaking vista.
Speak English.
Okay. I'm gonna lay it on you lightly.
Ready?
We had a baby boom after World War II.
Ooh, he loves to spew.
So do you.
With America on top of the heap. With steel,
power,
money,
fear.
Hey, but what's happening here?
They're asking questions in the coffee club.
In the music and the manners of our different
South Strata underground.
Waiting to emerge.
From the 50s, the 60s, the hippies and the blood and the flood of revolution. From the knowing war to betrayal of trust to a cynical time turning into
and the World War II survivors saying,
climb the heap,
step on the heap.
We're going back in time
to simple answers.
Get it, John. Balance the budget. A nuclear war is winnable.
Possible.
Plannable.
But don't worry, Bonzo. We'll be on the ranch.
A static flow is clapping tight and the voices still scream in the night.
What are they screaming for? Yeah, we got mine.
And it ain't the kids in video bliss.
And it ain't the establishment.
Ah!
And the ones who remain are us.
Yeah.
We gotta make our rage contagious.
You better believe it.
Everybody watch me now, hear me now.
See without sight, hear without sound.
Sing it!
We're the next generation of heroes. A thought action need.
Are we ready to bleed?
Oh yeah!
Voice to bleed, give us a chance.
Bleed for truth, we're standing up for life and death, wealth and waste. Shouting out those clocks, scream in the night. Status quo, baby boom. Industrial age of greed and envy. There's people out there, trampled on, swallowed up by complaints and frustration. And the only chance for a better chance is to pull out something unexpected, unaffected, unsuspected.
Pop a few wise, tickle some minds, pull down your pants and bare your behinds.
Hemorrhoids, often itch and always burn. Hemorrhoids, I give you that look of concern. Hemorrhoids, if you think your life is bored, you should have a hemorrhoid, just one little pile.
I've really been baking donuts. Donuts. You think that I would possibly f***ing end up baking donuts, huh?
Possible.
And,
Come on, everybody. Get on your feet. Get with the beat. As they round the old house crazy, sweeping in their shawl.
It's really spunky. It's like summertime vacation.
you just grab your partner by the hair, throw her down and leave her there. Well, they put Jesus on a cross, they put a hole in JFK, they put Hitler in the driver's seat and look the other way. Now they got poison in the water and the whole world in a trance. But just because we're hypnotized, that don't mean we can't dance. We got the funk, yeah. Funky Western civilization, so, so very spunky. It's just like summertime vacation. You just drag your partner through the dirt, put him in a world of hurt. Yes, you get down. Good God, you get funky. You get Western. Own up to it, boys and girls. And maybe kind of civilized.
Mesdames et messieurs, bonsoir. This is Geneva. Tony has asked me to personally deliver a rather special message. He said he just cannot get enough of my 15th century wisdom. He said he loves it when I talk to you like this. And after many Saturday nights of doing the funky Western civilization together, I know for a fact he agreed with me when I said, tu peux arnaquer le boulanger et avoir ton pain. Tu peux te tirer de tous les coups.
This is a funky, a funky Western civilization. It's all so very spunky. It's just like a summertime vacation. All you gotta do is find some little kid somewhere and throw it way up in the air. Never mind the parents. Yes, it's a funky, a funky Western civilization. And it may seem kinda skunky, you know, but it's a hit in every nation all across the universe. That's cause all you gotta do is grab your partner by the hair, throw it down and leave her there.
Biological rebellion, found revulsion, MC, planned communities, the programming, the sterilized, artfully balanced atmospheres. They hunger for an Eden, where spring comes, all doom, cave, deep in our memory. Yeah, that is true. But they don't steal. They don't act like irresponsible children. We'll be right back.
I'm back. I didn't find Final Exit, but I did score a copy of Answer Me from its golden days. Oh, that suicide feature in issue number 3 is a great template for how not to do it. Oh yeah, the old Hemingway technique. Baby, firearms are definitely out. You know bullets can actually ricochet off of your molars? I mean, if you're not an expert, oh, what a variable. Just a gnat's butt hair to the left, and you're going to spend the rest of your days sucking dinner through a tube and probably voting Republican. Nah, that's too big a risk for even me to take. Oh, hey, here on page 94 is a woman who threw herself into a lens grinder. Oh no, I wouldn't recommend it. Unless you wanted to make a spectacle of yourself. It's a joke. Hey, what do you expect? Major Yawks? It's gallows humor. And speaking of the gallows, I wonder how much cheap wine it takes to kill a man. Damn, wouldn't you know, this screed doesn't have an index. Oh, an overdose? Oh, that's real cinematic and oh so picturesque to be sure, but even that can go hideously wrong. Oh, I can recite the sad story of Lupe Velez from memory. Lupe Velez, the Mexican Spitfire. Yeah, she was a big B-movie starlet of the 30s. She was married to Tarzan for a while, you know, Johnny Weissmuller. This makeup man used to bitch about having to cover up all the scratches and hickeys she left all over him. Oh yeah, Lupe was one hot to trot wild-ass jazz baby. And after she divorced Tarzan, she lived the high life, but quickly spiraled into debt and debauchery. Hey, one out of two ain't bad. Oh, but then things turned really sour. She got knocked up by some 90-day wonder leading man, and when he refused to marry her, oh, she somehow suddenly got real moral and couldn't face the scandal of having a bastard love child. Yeah, I know, those are the best kind. Anyhow, Lupe decided to check out in style, and she made her plans well in advance. She just finished another film for a rock-bottom salary, and her career was almost on the skids, but word hadn't gotten out yet, and that big premiere was coming up. Oh, what a golden opportunity to snag the final spotlight, huh? Oh, that night she rented a fabulous white satin gown and had her mansion filled with flowers, all on credit. Oh yeah, that was the nicest touch. Oh, and then she went out to face the news cameras, determined to make what would be her last photo stunning ones. Oh, afterwards she came home and sat down to a lavish late-night Mexican banquet with her beloved servants. And then she bid them farewell and went upstairs. She gulped down a couple bottles of Seconal. Ah, Schwab's, the pharmacy of the stars. And then she arranged herself on her ivory satin bed just so. Oh, I know, it sounds like the perfect setup. Well, I'm sure Lupe thought it was, but... Oh, when that Seconal hit the Mexican food, an international incident began to explode in her guts, and not wanting to spoil her perfect white Art Deco death scene, Lupe ran to her bathroom, but on the way, she unfortunately slipped in her own puke and slammed herself face first into her toilet and drowned! An Egyptian onyx hush flush model deluxe, but that's beside the point. A toilet's a toilet! Aw, look, I don't care if the fixtures are expensive. I just really hate to be found in the morning ass up with my head stuffed down the loo. Even I have my standards of good taste, and ugh, toilets taste something awful. Hey, don't ask me how I know, I read it somewhere. Ah, but poor Lupe. She worked it all out with a pencil, and just because of one wild variable. I mean, down in purgatory, they're probably still ribbing her, calling her Pukey Velez, the Mexican spit up, and saying, "Hey, Lupe, you're looking real flushed in the face, baby." Oh, yeah. Oh, total bitch and badass bummer, man. Oh, the only thing holding me back is that every plan, no matter how well thought out, has never totally bimbo-proof. Oh, dang, I'll probably never find a perfect method. Oh, but maybe tonight the two of us can... Oh, oops, that's my call waiting. Let me put you on hold again.
You see, your chances aren't too hot, are they? Well, now, that depends. That depends on the kind of adjustments that you learn to make and that you teach your children to make. We're not born with our adjustments. We learn them. Here, let me give you a case. Here's a case of a woman whom you all know. This woman was in love, deeply in love. But her sweetheart jilted her. So she committed suicide. Her name? Lupi Velez. Remember? Carol Landis, remember? Lupi Velez and Carol Landis were two movie stars who had fame, fortune, youth, beauty, things that a woman would give half a life to have. Yet when they lost their sweethearts, Lupi left a note. Dear Harold, there's nothing left for me anymore, so goodbye to you. I wish he had phoned me first. I'd have given her some good ideas. Now, I don't have to go back as far as Lupi Velez or Carol Landis. For those whose memories it doesn't jog, I'll go back just a few months to Brigitte Bardot, who also attempted suicide. Did you know that Brigitte Bardot and Lupi Velez and Carol Landis were all insane when they committed suicide or attempted suicide? Only the insane choose to die. A sane person wants to live.
Yeah, right. Now, who's being naive?
Now, of course, not every woman who loses a sweetheart kills herself. One woman says, why should I kill myself? I'll shoot him. And so she commits murder as a form of adjustment. Which, by the way, adjusts him pretty permanently, too. Some things you do whether you like them or not. Whether you're in the mood for them, whether you agree with it. You do certain things, for instance. Out of courtesy, sense, if not devotion. This undisciplined generation of ours, of which I am a child, has one group that looks at life and anybody who tries to improve the slightest dab of it with a defiant scowl. Now that attitude, taken to its extreme, is issued into suicide. Since I've looked it over, and it isn't worth it, it's a sorry show, stop the world. I want to get off. That's what James D. Forrestal said before he plunged out of the hospital window. He had been reading that old, cynical, classical line of Greek philosophical mythology just before he leaped to his death. With all margin being allowed for the fact the man may have been emotionally sick from long service one or another, that wasn't the case of the 21-year-old girl in my town recently, whom I found on the second floor with her mother, having taken freezer tape and sealed all the edges of the windows and the doors and pulled the mattress off of the bed and put it right across the hearth in front of the fireplace where there was a gas burner and pulled the gas hose loose and stuck it in her mouth.
It blew a 5-foot flame out of my butt.
And when we read her scribble lines and poor grammar and unspelled words, yes.
What?
That's what I said.
It says, damn life. Damn you who read this. Damn the undertaker who'll try to change this blue corpse with powder and rouge. Damn whatever god there may be who supposedly made son change.
I walk along the street of sorrow. Dreams, where gigolo and gigolette can take a kiss without regret, so they forget their broken dreams. You laugh tonight and cry tomorrow when you behold your shattered schemes. And gigolo and gigolette wake up to find their eyes are wet with tears that tell of broken dreams.
I knew Jane before that, though. Jane, at a young age, was used properly.
There's something about used merchandise. You hear me? They put used merchandise on the bargain basement counters for that one reason. It's used. It's soiled. It's dirty. And if you allow that thing called virtue, if you allow it to be squandered in the cheap motel room somewhere to the highest bidder.
She was handled by many hands who caressed it did not love her.
Like she was just a piece of cheap goods. God never intended for you to look at a girl with one thought in your mind to get your hands upon her. He never intended for that. But God said for you to look at the girls like they are your sisters.
People say that life is fun, but I don't know why.
to you.
Plastic bag put over your head. Waves all the legs down your throat.
Quite simple. There's nothing exciting about mediocrity. And it takes excitement in today's market to get the big job done. It takes a goal that's so big that you literally have to set yourself on fire. Then the world gathers around and watches you burn as you go for the big goal.
Now the fun begins.
As a result, approximately 38,000 people every year in America alone commit suicide. But the records show that for everyone who succeeds in it, there must be five for everyone who succeeds, five who attempt. By the way, three times as many men take their own lives as women. But five times as many women attempt suicide but use methods that are not fatal as men.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Cliche. Oh. Some don't have the intestinal fortitude or the sheer courage to kill themselves, so they do something worse. They consign their life to functional suicide, that is, kill it a little bit at a time. No arsenic, no pistol to blow the brains out, just functional suicide, that is, killing yourself a little bit at a time, like polish surgery. Cut everything out of you, off of you, as you grow older. Like purposeful accidents. The hot rod scratches off and couldn't tell you for the life of you why plunge somebody into death around the curve. Sometimes that's purpose. Just wounding. Sounds crazy, man against himself. Oh, there are many ways to die each day that you live. That's one attitude. Sours and scowls and says, it isn't worth the effort. Oh, I'm round, I'm breathing. I was made to come to college and so on, but my soul elected to sign off. Look at the second one quickly. In a sense, this one may be worse than the first one.
That's great.
You know why? You know why? You know why, Bill, that they're not listening?
I don't know.
People are not listening because they've got problems. That's right, people got problems. You know that? You know what a lot of people's problems are? A lot of people's problems are they think you're the only one who got a problem. If a lot of people knew that everybody else had a problem, or they had a work problem, they'd say, "Woo! I'm so happy!"
But the witness may be drinking mostly.
If you are here tonight, and I'm sure a couple of you think you're the only one who got a problem, I got news for you. You're not the only one who got a problem. You have a problem, Bill has a problem, I got a problem, and guess what? We all got problems. And you know what else? They're gonna get worse! How about that?
How do we know that?
Okay. Is anyone here not a downer? Anyone?
This is one of the things that really drives a lot of people crazy, really. You know how many people are spending their life trying to get rid of the problem, solving the problem? That's nonsense. I'm not wasting 5 minutes trying to get rid of my problems. You know why? I've been learning. I better hang on the ones I got. I know what's coming next.
I hear you've been baking donuts.
Damn you!
Colostomy. Gastrostomy.
Gastrostomy.
Double barrel colostomy.
What the hell's it costing me?
Acute diverticulitis.
And it's appendicitis.
Also, it's hepatitis.
Little wonder that they fight us.
Oligodendroglioma.
Dermoid and a teratoma.
Also, a retinoblastoma.
I miss my home sweet home.
Woo! I'm so happy.
Something he said once before they took him away to the Massachusetts State Home for the Bewildered. He said, life is like a sewer. What you get out of it depends on what you put into it. It's always seemed to me that this is precisely the sort of dynamic, positive thinking that we so desperately need today in these trying times of crisis and universal brouhaha. And so with this in mind, I have here a modern, positive, dynamic, uplifting song in the tradition of the great old revival hymns. This one might more accurately be termed a survival hymn. It goes like this.
People say that life is good, but I just listen moan. I got one foot on a banana peel, the other in the twilight zone. People say that life is fun, but I don't know why.
That was another wild ass wrong number. Oh, someone looking for the poison control center. I told him Clorox is an antidote for Drano. Ain't I a little devil? Oh, but even with little bursts of pleasure like that one, the warm glow just doesn't last. Everything is still so hollow and dead, dead, dead. And no Bob. Oh, not that I was ever fooled by the church's PR, but still, I thought he'd show up eventually. But now I'm so wrung out from my miserable subsistence as a slut in waiting that I can't hold out for the promise of that X day. I just ain't got no more of that old joie de fever, no matter how hard I try. I just feel this aching loneliness all the time, especially when I'm around friends, and it's eating right through my guts like a white hot pie. All right, your problem, little leech. Yeah, let's get back to you. Oh my, there goes my call waiting again. Yes, it was too. Well, sometimes you can hear it on your end and sometimes you can't. I'll be back.
Life sucks, life sucks, life sucks, life sucks, then you die.
Record number 7 is called It's Easier to Win. This record goes fully into the subject of conformity. It explains the dangers of just going along with the crowd, since statistics point out that fully 95% of the people miss the boat in life. I am not speaking of those who commit suicide regularly.
That is true.
It explains why we conform, why it's a perfectly natural thing, but also why we should examine carefully the group which we've been emulating. It points out the enormous advantages to ourselves and our families if we will only switch our emulation from the 95% group to the 5% group. In short, it gives us the rules for living successfully in every facet of our lives, of becoming uncommon, and of the rewards which will be ours by taking this course.
Send your answer to Old Pink.
Together we play our silly game, and nobody says a thing.
candle flashes, open and then go away. The good, good life is what I want. That's what I'm really striving for. Give me elegant bread with four on the floor. There's nothing else that I need for.
The pink life is a new way. It's how you see a thing that comes with rose-tinted glasses. There's no problem that you can't surmount. The pink life is the true way. You'll groove with everything you see, with lots of just pink thoughts. There's no limit to what you can be. Come on, wave your worries on. Thinking pink will make everything right. You'll fly, reach a brand new high. No more applying, just a new pink bride. Pink is out of sight. Pink is out of sight.
That's reality.
So pal, don't push your luck. Don't put your future in hock. It wouldn't ring a buck. It's all a rose-colored crock.
Oh, I'm so happy.
In our day, we hear and read a good deal about the uniqueness of the individual. We speak of individual differences, and it's true. On the other hand, all of us have at least this much in common. We're all on a quest for happiness, for peace of mind. We work hard to choose friends, to get an education, to prepare for a career. We arrange circumstances and we buy things in order to make life as happy and peaceful and comfortable and contented and secure as possible. And yet, in spite of all our efforts, conflicts and disagreements do develop, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Financial arrangements don't turn out as planned. Circumstances change. Family life has its tensions. And these unexpected, unplanned twists and turns of life tend to frustrate the objective of a happy, stable, peaceful, contented life. This goal seems so elusive, and instead, we find ourselves feeling unhappy and tense, anxious, uneasy, worried.
Oh.
1, 2, 3! And if it is happy, when it's in the quiet, I wanna dance it. I gotta put your mind back, you got it to mine, I wanna dance it. And I'll give it to you, there's a kisser in my body. In my body, now I want it out. Now I want it out. Now I want it out.
Be a double. Chop off the slack.
Why is the pursuit of happiness and serenity so elusive? Well, there is an answer, and I'd like to propose one to you out of the Bible.
Yes, let's get out of here!
Hey!
Life is out of tune when you're all alone inside. Out of tune. You can wear a mask, a most convincing mask, till all people see is that self-satisfied look on your face, a most convincing mask. Then comes the time when you're by yourself, far from the crowd and that mask, and you start to hear the rhythm of reality. It's pounding in your mind and you know you're not in time. You're out of rhythm, out of step, out of tune. Too many questions, too many doubts, too much hatred, too many fears. So you run back to the crowd, and that mask, that most convincing mask, so convincing you've even fooled yourself. Escape is temporary. You're still
He said the tragedy comes in the fact that most men go to their grave with their music still in them.
I don't want to die.
You want to make an omelet, you got to break some eggs.
Look at all those people living in those places. The look of desperation written on their faces. No escape, no way out. Trapped in a cycle of doubt. Are they happy? I don't know. Pockets are empty, there's nothing to shout. Let me, just let me. I'm not a mess, I'm trapped on a mess. I'm tired, give me something. Is that all there is? Is that all there is? Not much hope for any future. No desire to recall the past. Lower standards of education. Hard to think when your stomach's empty. Creation, no conscience, no caution. Another one, look what you've done. Soon another, mouth to feed. Babies for income, you can't do me that. Let me, just let me. I'm not a mess, I'm trapped on a mess. I'm tired, give me something. Is that all there is? Is that all there is? Colors. Look at what they're saying. Territorial frustration. There's a war zone inside this nation. Young man stands accused. Sweet life, nothing new. Filled with anger, filled with hatred. The situation understated. Let me, just let me. I'm not a mess, I'm trapped on a mess. I'm tired, give me something. Is that all there is?
Is the therapy doing any good? Oh, you're really bummed out? Well, great, I've done my job. Thanks for the warm feeling, Toots. But, you know, I couldn't have done it alone. I sure did have help tonight. Oh, I know I put some great stuff on that helpline. What was on there? I remember little Jonathan and Darlene Edwards with that boulevard of broken dreams they busted. But it wasn't as bad as the Armageddon experience, and they told us how life was way out of tune. Oh, that screaming clocks bit with the ventriloquist dummies. God, I love radio ventriloquism. Oh, that was from Scott Bakula's Secret Shame, the 80s-era off-Broadway musical Three Guys Naked from the Waist Down. Oh, there's a little Dr. Murray Banks, a comedy shrink, who is incidentally Jane Mansfield's psychologist. Oh, he had a cushy life. Oh, a little Living in Today's World with Dr. Henry Brandt. Oh, Roy McClain explaining his theory, The Alternative to Conformity, which, surprise, was nothing but utter conformity. Then he was followed with a little Conform from Tell It Like It Is, a folk musical about God. I know there's a little Charles Mr. Tremendous Jones doing his woohoo hysterical crap. Oh, the Happy Fingers Institute countered it when they were telling us of their nightmares. Oh, and they sound just like mine. Zig Ziglar was in there from Biscuit Fleas and Pump Handles. A little Message to Management. Jonna Galt and her symphonopop scene was chortling about the pink life. The pink life apparently swallowed up her career and her dubious scene. Oh, the fools informed us that life sucks, then you die. Hey, I've got the first part down pat, unfortunately. Oh, An Evening Wasted with Tom Lehrer. Richard Kiley from the Buddy Hackett musical, I Had a Ball with the Fickle Finger of Fate. Tony O'Kay told us how to do the funky Western civilization. Oh, the Circle Jerks were in anguish over living. Oh, and I don't blame them. Norman Bates and Showerheads told us to give it up, and the Honeymoon Killers asked why. And Frank Sinatra just blew them off because he had the world on a string, baby. Oh, Screeching Weasel had cancer in their body. Polystyrene Jazz Band poured Drano in our veins. Hey, thanks, guys. It wasn't nearly enough to help, though. And I know there are little chunks of Boris Karloff and Jimmy Swaggart bobbing up in that mix. Oh, but I hope it's helped you to come to the right decision that will really work for you. And look on the upside, when the next holiday season rolls around, you'll never have to spend another sorry suck-ass Christmas sitting through It's a Wonderful Life. Oh yeah, that one's cost me a lot of picture tubes. Oh, I seriously hate that movie, The Blood Grudge. I mean, what a bunch of crap. I mean, have you ever stopped to consider if Jimmy Stewart had killed himself? Actually, everybody would have been a lot better off. I mean, even Mr. Potter made out like a bandit. And why didn't they nail that bumbling screw-up Uncle Billy to a tree? Oh yeah, if I'd made that movie, it would have been a lot different. Oh sure, glad I was here to help. By the way, just for the record books, what's your name? Juicy Lucy? Huh? Ah, Susie the Floozy. Funny, it sounds a lot like my name. Well, thanks for calling, Susie, and I'll be looking for you in the obituary pages. Oh, I gotta run now. As long as I'm around, there are lots of people out there in dire need of crushing disillusionment. I sure do have my work cut out for me, so bye now. And oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, this call has been $14.99 a minute. Good night, Toots. Loser.
Ain't life a bitch? Ain't life a bitch? Ain't life a bitch? Oh yeah. Ain't life a bitch? Ain't life a bitch?
That is true.